We're talking about what happens when students push record and learn about making great radio. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. WPR's Wisconsin Life teamed up with a school in Monona last year, visiting the classroom dozens of times and helping students through the process of producing their stories. And we're going to hear some of the finished products with your insights on how you've incorporated storytelling projects in your own classroom and maybe in your own life. The number to join in, 800-642-1234. Maureen McCollum is the host and producer of Wisconsin Life, and she made frequent visits to Monona Grove Liberal Arts Charter School, or MG21, as they call it, over the past year. Maureen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
And Ian Lowe is here. He is a teacher at the school and co-host of Classroom Frequency. That's the series MG21 produced with Wisconsin Life. Ian, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Maureen, you worked on this project over the course of the school year. How was this collaboration started? Where did it come from?
Well, when I started working on Wisconsin Life, one of the things I wanted to do was find a way to incorporate more younger voices on our program. So I had a connection with MG21. We started talking and decided that it could be a fun thing for me to come into the classroom and work with some of the students, teach them how to create radio. So as you know, that takes, learning how to hold a microphone correctly, learning how to ask proper questions when you're interviewing someone, how to edit audio. And it started out in working with one of Ian's classes, the Voices class, which he'll talk about. And then as the year progressed, there was a group of six students who really wanted to focus on radio itself. And those are the main voices that you hear in the Classroom Frequency program.
And so you visited the school dozens of times through the year, and you were checking in on these students, giving them assignments along the way.
Yeah, about two-thirds of the school year, I was there once a week working with those six students in particular. At the beginning of the school year, I was working with about 25 students.
How does this fit in, Ian, with project-based learning and what you want the students to accomplish?
MG21 is a project-based school, and what that means is that the way that we create space for students to show their learning is perhaps different from traditional schools, and so there's not a lot of standardized test-taking or filling in bubbles on a worksheet. We want to give students the opportunity to have more choice in terms of what they're going to learn, how they're going to go about learning it, and then how they're going to show their learning. And so this project is just a great example of kind of thinking outside the box in terms of how can students demonstrate what they're learning in really creative ways and actually have their learning kind of impact their community.
So did the project, this Voices project, did it come out as a result of working with Wisconsin Life, or did you already have this going?
Well, Maureen and I had met at the beginning of the school year to talk about what this project could look like. And we didn't know, she and I really didn't know exactly what would come of it. Mm-hmm. We wanted to come in and have Maureen talk to our students and share some examples of radio stories that they might have heard online or podcast episodes and that sort of thing. But then we wanted to give students the opportunity to think about, okay, now that you've heard this and you have an idea of what making a radio piece might be like, what do you want to say and how do you want to go about saying it? And so that's kind of how this came to be. We really didn't know what the final outcome was going to be, and that fits with project-based learning a lot of times.
That was really important to me, to make sure that the students guided the stories that they did. Of course, we had to hold their hands and sort of steer them in the right direction at times, but we really, really wanted for each of the students to choose and really focus on the stories that they wanted to do. We didn't want to have to tell them what to write about or what to think about.
Teasing out those real personal things in their lives and saying that, you have a voice here, your opinion matters. It was that difficult to do and to really establish that trust?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, maybe at first, but I felt like as the school year went on, the students really opened up to me. Ian has a different relationship with them because he's with them 5 days a week, 7-8 hours a day, and I was only popping in once a week. Mm-hmm. I feel like these students, they're amazing people, and they're very kind, caring, thoughtful students. So I think, it's with any relationship over time, they just slowly opened up.
We're talking about a WPR project that cultivated more youth voices in radio. Maureen McCollum is producer of Wisconsin Life. Ian Lowe is a teacher at Monona Grove Liberal Arts Charter School, co-hosted Classroom Frequency, the series his students produced with Wisconsin Life. You can join in. Have you ever told a story or made a piece of art or music that changed you? How did it go? Have you ever interviewed your family members or friends or someone you looked up to? What was that like? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So let's hear from some of the students' work, Maureen. Here's an excerpt from a piece by Sierra Reeder about her brother. What do we know?
So Sierra was one of those students who she had a lot of ideas for the radio project. And
that's what we like.
We know, I loved it. And, and
ideas,
you know, she had talked about doing pieces on school lockdowns. She wanted to focus on interviewing like her fellow classmates about what MG21 means to them. But I thought for her it could be easy just to interview her family members, you know, kind of a StoryCorps type interview. That's mm-hmm. a really great place to start if you want to get into radio. And so she decided to do a piece on her brother Thomas. She wanted to interview her mom and her grandma and her other family members about Thomas. So to get to know Thomas a little better, I went to her house and met him. So I think that's what we'll hear.
Want to grab your stick, bub?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. Do you like watching movies?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to eat?
Gosh, if I will be.
Grilled cheese, fries, and what?
Root beer.
I decided to do my brother because I love him. My brother has Down syndrome and how that affects, like, our family and how he's not really different from, like, anyone else, but at the same time, he is. I don't know. My brother's just an interesting person, so I was like, why not do the interesting person in my life?
Do you remember the feelings you had when you were told that Thomas had Down syndrome?
I probably didn't have any real feelings. I just thought, okay, what can we do for him to make his life better?
What are some of the best memories that you've had with Thomas?
When we're in the car and he puts in the CD, and right now, today, it's Johnny Mathis, a Christmas CD. Sing these songs each time he gets in the car, 365 days out of the year. I love it.
Why do you love Thomas so much?
He's made my life fuller, and he's never angry. Doesn't matter what, generally he does not hold a grudge. For that reason alone, I love him.
Yeah, so that was Sierra interviewing her grandmother, Shirley, about Thomas. And if you listen to the whole story, which you can find on Wisconsin Life's website, you'll also hear Sierra talking more about Thomas, and she interviews her mom about Thomas. It's a very sweet and touching story.
Yeah, Ian, what did you hear there?
I mean, I heard, you know, love and courage, and that's one of the things that shines through with our students. And so I've listened to that story in so many of them so many times now, but I still get goosebumps listening to it because, you know, I think about when I was in high school, and I, you know, it takes a lot of courage to be able to tell your story. And it's interesting, and this kind of fits with the theme of the Voices class, but on a mural that Sierra actually painted on the wall in my classroom, students often paint stuff on our walls. That's part of project-based learning. Is speak your truth, even if your voice shakes. And that quote, and I don't know who said it originally, but Sierra painted it on the wall in the classroom, really gets to the heart at what the class is about, is having the courage to speak your truth, even when it's hard, even when your voice shakes. So it's fitting, perhaps, that we heard Sierra's story first.
Did Sierra, was she reflective of what other students in your class talked about? Did they tell personal stories about their families? Did they open up that way?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I think that I think that when students see each other being vulnerable, it makes it more likely that others want to say, because there's a hunger to talk about who you are and where you come from, but it's hard to be the first one to put your foot forward. And so as students started to do that and started to share stories, even stories that didn't show up online or on air, just in terms of conversations that we had as a class, it creates a culture of vulnerability and openness and honesty that can be really powerful. And I think it led to some really incredible projects like the one we just heard.
Mm-hmm. Curious, Maureen, with Sierra there, and this is kind of clunky in the weeds radio production, but did you have them write out some scripts and guide that, or did they just figure that out as to what they're going to say in terms of the narration?
She totally figured that out. So one thing that I love about the interview she did, and you didn't hear it in that clip, but as she sat down to interview her grandmother and her mom, she set up the interview so perfectly. So she would say, "I'm Sierra Reederer, and I'm here with my grandmother, Shirley, and we're in her kitchen, and we're about to talk about my brother, Thomas, what we love about him, what comes hard for him." And I'm like, wow, I should set up every interview that way.
I'm learning
from her. Right. But and in that clip where you'll hear the Christmas music, she actually edited that music in herself. And it only took her like one afternoon to figure it out. It was amazing. Oh,
that is amazing. Yeah. That is so cool. The series is called High Frequency, and students at Monona Grove Liberal Arts Charter School created more than a dozen pieces over the course of the school year on a variety of topics, some deeply personal, like a brother who has Down syndrome, like divorce. WPR's Wisconsin Life producer Maureen McCollum spearheaded the project. Teacher Ian Lowe co-hosted the project. Have you ever interviewed your family members or friends or someone you looked up to? What was that like? What is it that you expected? Or did it surprise you? Have you incorporated storytelling projects in your classroom? What was the result? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll get back to this in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent, and we're talking about a Monona Charter School's journey through storytelling and producing these wonderful radio pieces. The series with Wisconsin Life is called Classroom Frequency. The students learned about the value of listening, and they were empowered to find their own voice through storytelling. Have you ever done StoryCorps, where you've sat down and interviewed a family member or friend, perhaps at Thanksgiving? What was that experience like? How did it change you? What is the value of young people telling their stories and finding their voice? Join in the discussion at 800-642-1234. WPR's Maureen McCollum is producer of Wisconsin Life, and Ian Lowe is a teacher at Monona Grove Liberal Arts Charter School. He co-hosted the series called Classroom Frequency. So let's, Maureen, hear another excerpt here, another clip from a budding poet this time. This is the work of Coyote Johnson.
Yeah, Coyote's a sophomore, and she is extremely creative. She writes music, she plays guitar, she writes poetry. Anything else you want to add about Coyote?
She loves to read, so you recommend her a book. She'll read anything that you put in front of her. So, yeah, like you said, just a really creative person who this project fit really well with.
Yeah. And so she recorded a series of poems for us. And since, you know, poems can be long, they can be really short, we just compiled four of her poems. A longer one aired elsewhere in the show. But, yeah, let's go ahead and listen to one of the poems from Coyote.
That smell. The smell brings me back to sleepy mornings in your car with gummy treats you purchased for me from Walmart. It was my reliable breakfast for so long I took advantage that was wrong. You're worth more than gummy bears and Twizzler hairs and every other gummy breakfast we had in your comfy car chairs.
Oh, I want to hear more.
I know. Well, you should definitely check out more. She had another poem called Shoes Without Holes that aired later in the program, like I was saying before. But it deals with family separation, and it will just tear your heart apart.
Mm. In terms of poetry, Ian, does that help? Do you see that helping students cope with issues in their personal life?
Absolutely. I mean, we talk to students a lot, and a lot of students come to this themselves. But being able to write out your feelings, or just kind of write out things that are going on for you, can be a really healthy thing for students to do. And I think as a young teenager, you know, growing up, there's a lot that is hard, that can be hard. There's a lot of exciting stuff, but there's a lot that's hard. And so students try to navigate that, and writing has become a really healthy outlet. And poetry in particular, you know, I don't have a background in writing poetry a lot myself, but I do use that as an invitation early on in the school year, often in voices classes, to tell a piece of your story, and you know, that's less intimidating than writing a 5-paragraph essay in September. And so that's been a part of the voices class that just kind of gets the wheels turning.
We have another excerpt here from a student named Harrison Farnham. And Ian, can you tell us about Harrison's work?
Harrison loves history, political and military history. I often joke, and I really enjoy this, that sometimes when I sit down with him to talk about his project ideas or about the projects he's creating, I feel like I'm talking to my old history professors. I majored in history and love history. And so I feel like when I sit down and talk with him, it's like I'm talking with a history professor. Yes,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely. He's got a bunch of old early 20th century military helmets on his desk to decorate his desk. He collects these things. And so he just loves history and was so excited about the opportunity to explore that passion for history in this project.
So he sat down with a Vietnam veteran, is that right?
That's correct. Harrison loves to go to like message boards and talk online with just people from around the world about just early military history. And so we had the idea to maybe connect him in person with a Dane County veteran. And through one of the substitute teachers at MG21, he had a buddy who formerly worked at the vet center. This man's name is Bob Cook. He's lived in Dane County for a long time. And they talked for about 45 minutes about Vietnam. And it was the first time Harrison had interviewed anyone in person. And I think it went really well.
Yeah, Harrison said to me afterwards that it's the highlight probably of his high school career. He found it to be such an incredible experience.
So you served in Vietnam. Would you like to say what province or provinces you served in?
I served in 2 Corps in Pleiku and with the 71st Evac Hospital. At that time, I had got a branch transfer from the infantry to the Medical Service Corps. I'm probably here today because that branch transfer went through. And this is 1965, and everybody and their brother was going to Vietnam, no matter what we tried to do to avoid it.
What was going home like?
Going home was a mixed bag in some ways. You were anxiously wanting to get out of there and not be killed walking to the plane, which did happen to folks. And there's always the issue of it's kind of like a team, and you're leaving the team, and out in the field guys work together as a team and served in that kind of capacity, knowing that what they did out there was critical in keeping each other alive. This is tough. They didn't deserve the treatment they got coming home. That's all.
Thank you very much. That was Bob Cook, a Vietnam veteran.
You could hear in Harrison's voice how careful he was and respectful he was of the veteran Bob Cook. And that's not something that you have to learn over time, I think.
Yeah, and we had a conversation before his interview with Bob, just telling him that sometimes interviews with veterans, you have to be sensitive. So, you know, you hear it in the ways that Harrison asked questions, like, we didn't hear it in that clip, but he asked,
would you like to say?
Or mm-hmm. you had friends that served in the infantry. If you wouldn't mind, can you talk about what happened to them? So he was very thoughtful in the way he framed questions, because I said sometimes people don't want to talk about issues that they've gone through. And he was really sensitive to that. And it was so sweet talking with Harrison afterwards and how he was even talking about how he would improve the way he interviewed people next time in ways that I didn't even have to bring up, like, you know, writing a list of questions. Because Harrison is so smart, he was able to just rattle everything off the top of his head.
Oh, my goodness. Ian, will there be a next time? What do you do next with these students?
Well, I mean, I think that now we have this incredible template and example to show future students about what they can do with radio. And we might not do a year-long project like we did this year, but this is a new way to incorporate. It's a new facet of project-based learning. Now, a radio piece can be a way that students decide to demonstrate their learning. And so we'll show these as an example. But I know, you know, Harrison will be in Coyote and Sierra will all be students again next year. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they want to do a radio piece next year. And Maureen will come on in and help, you know, whenever she can.
Well, yeah. There's also the ability of those students, you know, giving their knowledge, what they learn, to the new students coming in.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the best things. And I've been able to kind of guide Ian through the year, too, on how to best teach these things. And as much as I would love to keep going in once a week, you know, it kind of becomes a second full-time job, one that I absolutely love. But, I definitely want to keep the relationship going and make sure that we continue hearing stories from folks like Coyote, Harrison, and Sierra.
Yeah.
And maybe Ian one day.
Yeah. Well, I did take you up on the thought of doing my own StoryCorps-style story, yeah, where I have this drive home from Iowa City and I interviewed my grandma and just pushed play and just had a conversation with my grandma on the way home, which meant a lot to me. And it helped me. It's important that teachers, I think, put themselves into the project that they ask students to do. And so doing that in a conversation that I had with my grandma was really special and powerful.
Oh, and that makes you look, you're vulnerable as well. You're right there with the students, mm-hmm, it, you know, through that journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this has been so much fun. Maureen, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Kate.
And Ian, thank you.
Thank you.
For the time. Maureen McCollum is a host and producer of Wisconsin Life. Ian Lowe is a teacher at Monona Grove Liberal Arts Charter School. He co-hosted Classroom Frequency. That's a series his students produced with Maureen and Wisconsin Life. And you can find this whole series, 19 pieces in all, Maureen and I counted yesterday, at wisconsinlife.org. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.